Welcome to Education Today. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, my name is Dr. Sarah McManus, and I'm your host and producer for today's episode of Education Today, an original program produced in the Triangle Radio Reading Service studio. In today's episode, we will be exploring using technology to promote Braille literacy. Before we begin, here is a word from our sponsor. Are you in pain or in discomfort? Start your journey of relief at RBR Physical Therapy, located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina. Call 919-917-7729 for more information or visit www.rbrpt.com. Limp in, leap out. Now, let's begin our program on using technology to promote Braille literacy. My guests today are from Cobricks, a software company that is developing software to help students learn how to learn their Braille alphabet and promote Braille literacy. Today we have Jung-hee Lee, who is the CEO of Cobricks, and Ki-hun Ahn, project manager for Cobricks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're so excited to hear about what you're doing with Cobricks and what you're doing for students all across this nation. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jung-hee. I'm from Republic of Korea, and I am also a master's student of computer science at Georgia Tech.
I'm Ki-hun. We are the master's student at Georgia Tech. Jung-hee is the CEO of company and in charge of communication with students, families, and educators to understand their challenges and make sure the technology development is aligned with the needs of population. Ki-hun is a product manager who is in charge of delivering requirements and reading passionate development designer and data analyst in South Korea. Let us pronounce their name: Esther Hwang, Song Jung-woo, Dong Seok Kim.
Oh, okay, wonderful. So you're working with developers in Korea as well as developing it here in the United States in Georgia.
Yes, we are trying to first serve the population in the United States.
Well, tell us a little bit about why you started your company.
When I was a student at North Carolina Chapel Hill, I studied computer science, and I watched a lecture how computer science can help children in a number of different ways. And I realized that there are no resources available for children who have a visual impairment who can easily, they can easily learn and get an access to computer science education. Then I decided to find a way that I can help them with that problem. And later, Ki-hun and I rejoined after we graduated from the Chapel Hill, and we attended an annual national convention of a National Federation of Blind, and realized that there is an impending need of the population about the Braille literacy education, especially educational materials. And we just felt like this is something we gotta do first. So shift our focus from computer science to Braille literacy education.
Excellent. And how did the programmers in Korea that you gave a shout out to, how did they get involved?
Well, that is an interesting story. So I had a cousin, and I asked my cousin, hey, why don't you try to study and become a data analyst? So I helped him to study for maybe 2 months, staying next by to him and giving him some training. And before a week left, I mentioned about my company's mission and what we are about. And he said, well, I have a friend who might be interested in this mission.
Okay.
And he brought his friend, his name is Song Jung-woo, and Song Jung said, I have a designer who might be interested in this mission. So we all kind of came together like that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, tell us a little bit about the product that you've developed.
We are building Finding Louis, an innovative digital platform with interactive exercise and games to promote the Braille literacy for blind and visually impaired students, families, and educators.
The program is made up of a number of interactive exercises which provide immediate feedback from alphabet, vocabulary, sentence, and story, designed to stimulate and provide practice for reading, writing, and Braille vocabulary building.
Also, Fine Iris is going to soon promote tactile research program with refreshable braille displays. Fine Iris is also easily accessible on any standard computer, and it provides a web-based built-in screen reader and software which simulates a braille keyboard.
Excellent. And one thing that is very fascinating about the program that you developed, one, is that it actually uses just the keyboard, the regular keyboard that is on the computer or the laptop that the student is using, and so they don't have to purchase anything extra. So it actually uses those same keys, which is wonderful.
Yeah,
tell me about that.
That's something we really focused on. We wanted to make Braille literacy education affordable.
Mm-hmm.
What we found is this... a lot of materials and the tools are so expensive, it might not be suitable for the beginners or the families to afford that from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought about how about we start with the regular keyboard. And
yeah.
That's how we started.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. That's great. So, like, for example, if you're going to do an A,
mm-hmm.
which is dot one, how mm-hmm. would a student do that?
So we give them a tutorial to learn how to utilize a regular keyboard. I mean, the audiences and ourselves can find bumps on the keyboard, which is usually F on our left-hand side
mm-hmm.
and J on the right-hand side. And you can place your two index fingers, each left and right, and place the other middle and the ring fingers comfortably on the keyboard. And the index finger on the left, equivalent of the dot one in Braille. And the right finger, index finger, will be equivalent of dot four in Braille. And the other four, so the other goes on like that.
Excellent.
So you will just have to type that one and press space bar. Yeah.
And it's very similar for when they're learning how to type on the QWERTY keyboard where they're just using their regular home row keys. So it's the same positioning, which is great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
And tell us why you're actually in North Carolina today.
Oh, that is, we have a very exciting news.
We have met a number of blind and visually impaired professionals, families, and educators all around the United States. Today, we went to visit Governor Moorhead's School for the Blind in Raleigh and shared the first version of the program with teachers and students.
What was the reaction?
We were so happy to be welcomed with warm teachers and excited students with the program, who were able to learn Braille alphabet and compete each other, how many alphabet they can get right in a minute. That was an amazing experience, and we want to be back with a better software.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So you got some feedback, the students got to try it out, they got excited, and then they competed to see how many letters they could get within a minute.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the top number?
Yeah, it was 22.
22, that is amazing.
Yeah,
that is
really amazing.
Very amazing.
That is great. Well, let's give it a try. Let's tell us a little bit about it, and as you walk through the program,
mm-hmm.
so that the audience can kind of hear what's happening.
Of course. So let me first turn on the program. It has some cool background
sound.
Yeah,
I like that music.
Uh-huh. And they can navigate through with the menu with F and J. For example,
let's start with a quick tutorial. Here is the alphabet. Are you ready to challenge yourself?
Yeah, this is the one that students enjoyed so much.
Yes.
So why don't we first start with the alphabet?
Okay.
Then we can try to learn some basic alphabets of Braille.
Yeah,
they
always like to challenge themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can select a group which you want to practice. Group 1. A is for apple. Dot one makes the character A. Can you type the letter A?
Yeah, so it basically gives you instructions what letter A consists of. It can be related to other words, like such as apple. And it gives you an instruction, dot one makes the Braille alphabet A. So let me use my left index finger
mm-hmm.
and press the key F dot one, equivalent of F key on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then press the space bar and see what happens. Oh,
that must mean you got it right. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, letter B? Yeah, letter B. I think I got it.
So you got it?
Yeah. Ah.
Ah.
And it's for cat.
That's
dot
good.
One and
yeah.
four make the character C.
And also,
and dot one and four
C.
C.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we make a mistake?
Okay, let's
see
do that.
How it does. So I'll try some other dots. And... Oh!
Oh!
Four make the character C.
Hmm. Okay.
Can type the letter C?
Oh, while I was laughing, I think I got it. One and four, right? Maybe try that.
Let's try that.
Oh!
Ah.
Yes! So in this way, like,
make the character D.
Students can,
can you type the letter D?
Keep this program as their teacher or mentor, who can maybe they alone, independently, practice Braille alphabet. And they can do it. I mean, there's some hints as well and some fun elements in it. And we hope that it can motivate students to have more fun and ease with the Braille literacy education.
Yeah. And so once they learn the alphabet, then there's a challenge. So they can actually see how many letters they can do within a minute. Mm-hmm. And then what else do you have? Do you have words as well?
Oh, yeah. That's... That actually, the word, when it comes to word, it will come in as our version progresses. Because we plan to expand it to the vocabulary building and sentences and writing down the story.
Okay.
Maybe biographies of the Helen Keller. And that can motivate students to keep doing and maybe progress themselves. Like maybe they can compare their each other's progress. And teachers can assign the homework to students and see their progresses. And what's most important is that we want to make sure families are involved in this process. Not just for blind and visually impaired students, but
families.
Families. If they were able to know and understand the symbol and system their child uses, they will not only support the child, but the Braille culture as a whole, as a nation.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is powerful. That is really powerful. What's the name of your program? Have you named it yet?
Oh, it is called Finding Louis.
Oh, why did you call it that?
Louis Braille. Louis is named after Louis Braille, who first invented Braille system that is widely used in the world right now.
Oh, okay. Excellent, excellent. That's great. I think that's wonderful that you put his name into the program.
Mm-hmm. Thank
excellent.
You.
And what you mentioned something about eventually using refresher Braille display. Tell me a little bit about where you're headed with that.
Oh, yeah. Right now, just a regular keyboard will only help them with writing Braille.
Okay.
But we also want to help them to reinforce their reading skills, reading what's on the Braille display. And maybe they can speak out loud what they read. Oh, I read apple. Yes? Ding dong. All right. Wrong. Try again. I think it's not just about like, tactile touch is so important, but at the same time, we expand learning medium into multimodals, like speaking, touching, typing. So that's why we want to reincorporate the refreshable Braille display. That's the tool they're going to use for their lifetime, what the skill that employers are going to look for, and help them gain more independence, not only economic security, but also self-efficacy.
Okay. And how are you going to distribute the game or the tool?
So right now, we are really trying to understand each community, students and teachers by teachers. So we first ask them to send us an email or request to use this software, and we send them a survey to understand them better.
Okay.
And then after a survey or brief interview, phone interview, we prefer that way. And so there's more pertinent element to it. And we can send a link with the invitation so they can try out the product and we can keep communicating what we can improve. Yeah.
Okay. So what is your timeline? Are you releasing it now that the teachers could contact you so you get access to it? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell us what that contact information is.
Yes. It is send us an email at contact@findinglouis.com, or you can find us at letsfindlouis.com. There's an email sign up form. And
you are invited to give a try as well. And feel what's like to learn Braille.
Okay, so even our community members who are listening, maybe they don't have children at home, but and they already know Braille, could they still try it out?
Of course, because this is Braille is not just for people with visual impairment, but with psychic people as well. We can cultivate this as a culture of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we believe in. And we would like to welcome anyone who is interested in learning Braille to try out the program.
Oh, wonderful. And then they can give you feedback.
Of course.
And then you'll have further development.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. So that's exciting. Can you tell us, show us a little bit more with like a hands-on? Can you demonstrate some more for us?
Yeah. Why don't we try? Yeah. Okay. I would love to do that.
Okay.
So let me first turn on the program one more time.
Continue by pressing F to move down. Let's start with a quick tutorial. Here is the alphabet. Are you ready to challenge yourself?
Challenge. Ooh, okay.
Welcome to the challenge.
Yeah, this is what the kids really like.
You should type the alphabet or word as fast as you can. You can select a group or only alphabet mode, which you want to try. Hit the space bar when you are ready. Group 1.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Ready. Set. Go.
Okay.
C.
Ooh.
B.
I.
And maybe I'll try I. Maybe. Ah.
Oh.
There's an F. F. Ah.
Oh.
Oh, but there's A.
There's
I know A.
We know A. And so that would keep going until the end. And then what would the student get at the end?
Oh,
if
yeah.
They got to the end of the challenge.
Mm-hmm. I think we are getting near to the end.
Okay.
Let's
That's
see.
Wonderful
once,
music,
yeah.
Too.
Let's see. I think the result kind of come up pretty shortly. So basically, if I tell you first, it will tell you how many tries did each student make, and how many they got right, and it's under a minute.
Oh, okay. So the teacher would be able to see this as well?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, okay.
Group one challenge.
Uh-huh.
You got 3 correct answers out of 5. Questions in Group 1 Challenge.
You know, that voice
press
doesn't sound like
to play again.
Jaws.
Otherwise,
is Jaws running on that?
Press the ESC
oh, actually,
key to go
it's
to
not.
The main menu.
We are utilizing the speech API available on the internet.
Oh, okay.
So, in the future, I think I'm so glad you mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
Because right now, it might sound a little bit clunkier, a little bit disjointed there, but what we like to do is to make it as natural as possible, like we are talking right now. And we want to maybe hire a voice actor.
Uh-huh.
So students, when they are experiencing this program, it's more like natural.
Okay.
They can just talk. They feel like they are talking to someone, like a mentor or teacher or friend. So, yeah.
Did you get any feedback from the students about the voice or the sound that the program makes?
Well, what I remember greatly about this feedback is the background music. They said, I love the music. And yeah, we are so glad that we found this tune as well. Because one thing, as a sighted person, when I interact with the technology for blind and visually impaired, I realize that some screen reader software might be useful, but very monotonic.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Read out loud. But I think there can be more color and taste to it.
Yeah.
I believe there's more that can engage students and teachers and families more colorful ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think background was doing their job when we were at school. So,
okay, excellent, yeah. Excellent. That's wonderful. And then you said it's available through the web, through a web link. So does it work on all platforms?
Oh, yeah. Actually, right now, we've been testing exclusively on Google Chrome browser.
Okay.
But in our definitely to-do list, very short-term to-do list to make it available iOS, Safari, Android, and any devices that students get an easy hands-on and have an access to, because what it's all about is to make sure that they have the best learning experiences, and we don't want students get limited by the what technology they use.
Okay. Yeah. So right now you're using Windows and Google Chrome, but if they wanted to, they could try it on iOS?
Of course.
Yeah. So you're not limiting it right now?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And what other folks have you used this with? Because I know you worked with the Governor Moorhead School students. Mm-hmm. Have you worked with other students across the nation?
Well, it's really... I'd like to tell you that Governor Moorhead School students are the first students in the whole nation and in the world, actually, to try out this program as a whole.
Wow, yeah. Special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been in touch with the teachers in Idaho and teachers in Georgia. And we try to also understand what the challenges and experiences and successes with Braille literacy. So we've been trying to touch with as many professionals and educators, families as well.
Excellent. Yeah. And so what does the future hold for your company, and what are you going to do in the long run?
I prepare a script for it. Okay. It's really three pillars.
Okay.
First, we want to build a software product that helps the needs in the classroom. Especially right now, we are focusing on providing the immediate feedbacks and a more natural experience of learning. Mm-hmm. And that should be fun and easy. Also, affordable. Which is a very big part.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure this is affordable, at the same time, sustainable project.
Okay.
The third, also family and community and classroom oriented, which can be used with families and classroom with fun.
Mm-hmm.
So second pillar will be community.
Community.
We want to drive up the misconceptions and misunderstanding about Braille. Some people might think that Braille is so outdated and they don't need it, and what Braille will do. We want to make sure that we bring out these messages to the online community and offline campaigns, and combined with the non-profit organizations and schools. We want to help people realize that Braille is such a powerful tool for the minds.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think as like a white cane. Braille is like a white cane for their minds. Yeah. So,
okay.
And third, we also like to make good initiatives hiring blind and visually impaired people. By helping them to get a job with their Braille literacy skills and involving this mission to promote Braille literacy, we believe that not only set the example for the community and nation and as a whole, I think they will be very wonderful.
That is great. That is great. And I'm glad you actually spoke about hiring persons who are blind or visually impaired with your company because, you know, there's so many blind and visually impaired persons who need that opportunity to show what their skills and actually utilize the skills that they have, because it's a unique set of skills, and you know, they those who, you know, can do Braille and do work with the refresher Braille displays and that assistive technology, they have such a great skill set that it's underutilized when it comes to the employment industry.
And I think there we can expand to another sustainable business opportunity with those unique set of skills. Blind and visually impaired people can be as capable as any people in this planet, in this world, with a right set of tools and some help. And I think, well, I'm so glad to mention that we are actually in the process of hiring the blind and visually impaired.
Are you?
Yeah. Professionals.
That's wonderful. Have you advertised yet, or you've already got them in the works?
Yeah,
or you...
we have been talking about the negotiated terms.
You're negotiating terms.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Now it's about to sign the contract.
Excellent.
But so excited about this because I think this is something that we really feel proud of, and something we think we are doing this together.
Yes.
We are not just blind and visually impaired people are not just on the side getting help.
Right, right.
But they can help themselves, get independent, and lead their community, and lead the community of both sighted and visually impaired.
That's great.
How they overcome their difficulties and how they evolved and they learned from the experience.
Yeah, you're celebrating their differences,
yes.
Which is absolutely wonderful. I've just really enjoyed this conversation with the two of you. This has been fantastic. We're almost out of time, and we've got to get to our sponsor one more time before we close out, and so let's do that. Are you in pain or discomfort? Start your journey of relief at RBR Physical Therapy, located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina. Call 919-917-7729 for more information, or visit www.rbrpt.com for more information. Limp in, leap out. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We're just so excited to talk about your product and to hear a little bit about it and to hear it played. And then also we want people on our program to be able to get involved. So can you give us that contact information one more time?
Of course. Please send us an email at contact@findinglewis.com or find us at letsfindlewis.com.
Excellent. And so our guests today again were Jung-hee Lee, CEO of Cobrix, and Ki-hon Ahn, Project Manager of Cobrix. So this was very exciting. Please be sure to tune in to us next time. We hope that you have enjoyed the show. I'm Dr. Sarah McManus, your host and producer for the Triangle Radio Reading Service Program. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. After the broadcast, you can find this program on our website, which is located at www.triangleReadingService.org. Again, that's www.triangleReadingService.org, where you will be able to listen to it again and share it with others. Before we close out, though, I do want to have you gentlemen just tell us anything else that you'd like to say about your product, your mission, your goal, your pillars, just to the community of listeners who are out there. You know, I ask lots of questions, but I want to give you the last word.
Thank you. I would like to thank Dr. Sarah McManus inviting us to this amazing show. Ki-hun and I firmly believe we can make differences, and I hope everyone who listens to this show will join us.
Excellent, excellent. And give a shout-out to your friends in Korea one more time that are helping you develop it.
Thank you for having us. I'm Ki-hun.
Thank you for our friends in Korea. Esther Huang.
Esther Huang, Song Jung-woo, and Dong Seok-hin.
Excellent, excellent.
Also, I'd like to mention just the three more names.
Okay.
Jung-hyun Ahn, who is in New York City, who is doing doctorate in education technology, has been helping us with the research a lot. Scott Lee from the Vancouver, Canada, helping us with the English communications. And Sun Kim in New York City, working for Jump Design Agency, help us with the design as well.
So excellent, excellent. Wonderful. A very global product, which is wonderful. If you have any comments or questions for us over here at Triangle Radio Reading Service, or any comments about today's episode, or wish to share a topic that you want us to explore, please call us at 919-832-5138. You may also reach us via email at info@trrsnc.org. We look forward to hearing from you. So until next time, this has been Education Today.